Hey guys, Jacob Armstrong here. I just wanted to say to my friends and new friends at McCabe United Methodist, thank you so much for doing the Renovate study and book. I'm honored that you are looking at that, but more excited about how God's going to speak to you through this ancient story that you are uncovering from the Old Testament. For me and for our church, the story of Nehemiah has been one of those formative kind of foundational stories as we have to continually explore what are the things God is speaking to us and what's it going to look like for us to go into a work of rebuilding our own lives, but also thinking about what that means for us as a community of faith and a community of people to renovate and rebuild lives in our community. So just thankful, happy, excited. I look forward to hearing how God speaks to you. Prayers to you on this journey. Take care.
Well, good morning, church.
My
name is Mark, and I'm a pastor here at McCabe, and as we gather for worship this morning, we're gathered in the presence and in the power of the living Holy Spirit. The video that we just saw, that was Jacob Armstrong. Jacob Armstrong is a United Methodist leader, pastor, and author, and he wrote the Renovate materials that were using over the course of Lent. We're using these materials to help frame worship and small groups and as we work together as people of faith. Lent is the 40 days, not counting Sundays, that begins on Ash Wednesday and ends on the Saturday before Easter. Lent represents the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness preparing for ministry. It was a challenging time. It was a holy time, Jesus preparing for his ministry, Satan trying to pull him away. For you and me, Lent can be a time of self-examination and self-reflection. Lent's an intentional time that Christians focus on their relationship with God. We focus on what it means to be people of faith. If you watch football, or maybe if you've ever heard of football, you likely know about football on Mondays. It's called Monday Night Football. When Monday Night Football comes on TV, they make it sound like you have to do all this work and all this prep time to pick up the remote and plop down on the couch to watch the game. You know, you've maybe have heard the refrain, there's that dramatic opening sequence. Lights are flashing and the music's building and the stars are singing and are you ready for some football? And what if that's how we approach Lent? Maybe if we use a few different words and use the same refrain to get personal and to self-examine, to look at our own spiritual journeys, to see what we might want to be doing differently. What if we're responding to the question, are you ready for some spiritual renovation? Let's pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth, may each of the meditations on our hearts this morning, God, may they be acceptable in your sight. You are our rock. You are our foundation. You are our Redeemer. Amen. Over the years, Brenda, my wife, and I, we've moved a fair amount. We bought a number of houses. We often joke that we're probably a real estate agent's dream. Because when we're buying a house, we tend to see the house not for what it actually is, but we tend to see the potential in the house. And that's how it is with us when God looks at us, isn't it? God knows our potential and God sees our potential. And it's up to us to make ourselves available to God's Spirit. It's up to us to allow God to do some renovation work in us and on us. It might take some elbow grease. It might take some blood, sweat, and tears. You know, when buying a home, that's never really scared us, but it can get a lot scarier when it gets personal. When it comes down to really looking at ourselves and comparing where we're at to where the Holy Spirit can take us. God sees us and our potential. God sees the beauty and the impact we can have. God doesn't want us to shy away from letting Him do the remodeling and some renovating in our lives. God wants to strengthen us so we have a well-built, a bedrock foundation. And on this foundation, we can live our lives and make a difference. So hear how the Apostle Paul talks about it. It's in his first letter to the people at Corinth. It's chapter 3.
For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be careful. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and the Spirit of God lives in you?
The Spirit of God lives in you and me. We are God's building. God is working on us and in us. God is doing some renovating, and together we strengthen and we build the foundation that is living out our faith. As Wesleyans, as United Methodists, we believe we are continually under construction. We are moving on to perfection. We know God hasn't finished with us yet. Yet we also know that when God looks at us, God sees the incredible potential. Yeah, sure, it might take some work and some sacrifice to get there. But from the get-go, even knowing that we're in need of spiritual renovation, that's where we start. We start by admitting that we can do some work. Jacob Armstrong, the guy from the video, he writes, you know, we might look in the mirror and on the outside our hair might be combed. Our shirt might be neatly pressed and everything might look in order. And yet on the inside we might be in need of some serious renovation. And in worship on Sundays and Wednesdays in Lent, in small groups over the course of Lent, we'll be exploring what this means to undergo this spiritual renovation process. Today we're talking about the first step. Even asking ourselves and maybe admitting that we're in need of spiritual renovation. Saying yes is the first step to beginning the process. And so we begin by acknowledging that we're not perfect, that there might be room for renovating, for improvement, for a deepening in our faith. But it won't be easy. It won't be easy if you're going to go deeper in your faith. I don't know about you, but when I'm working on a house, if we're doing some renovating or building, there are times I am hammering and I miss the nail. And I get my thumb. There are times I'm trying to drive a screw with the screwdriver and the screwdriver slips and I get a big rash or scrape up my arm. I was under a bathroom sink one time. I tried. I couldn't get the pipe loose. I was laying on my back. I was working over my head. I'm not quite sure what I did, but I was cranking so hard with a big old plumber's wrench. It finally let loose. But in the process, somehow I drove the wrench into my forehead and nose. So in the process, I ended up a little stunned. I ended up with this big welt on my forehead for the next couple days. Friends, that's sometimes how it can feel during a spiritual renovation. Hear the Apostle Paul talk about it. It's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10.
And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, with himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you.
After you have suffered a little while, we're talking about spiritual renovation, a spiritual building project. After you have suffered a little while, God will restore you. God will support you. God will strengthen you and place you on a firm foundation. That's good news, isn't it? Strength and support and restoration. But we can't do it by ourselves. God is the only one who does it. How often did God in the flesh, how often did Jesus ask the question, "What do you want from me? What do you want from me?" And as the people asked Jesus for what they wanted, the renovation and the rebuilding process started to take place. It looked different for each person. What do you want from me? Lord, have mercy on us. We're blind. Help us to see. Lord, help me walk. Lord, stop my bleeding. I've done things I shouldn't, and now the community won't even accept me. What do you want from Jesus? Maybe, Jesus, help me work through my anger and my resentment. Jesus, get rid of my bitterness. Open my eyes so I might see what you want me to see. Jesus, you say love my enemy and let them bring out the best in me, but I need help. Jesus, let me know you're with me. Let me know you're with me as I walk this painful journey. Friends, change is hard. Yet if we allow ourselves to enter the process and to wrestle with it, if we allow ourselves to really submit to allowing the Holy Spirit to work on us, if we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and change us, there will be discomfort. There will be moments and periods that feel like suffering. But during this time, the God of all grace is with us. The God of all grace is with us. And forgiveness and faithfulness and healing, they can grow and take place. Jacob Armstrong, from the video again, he says there was a point in his life where God was relentless with him. He was repeatedly convicted by God, asking him, "Will you go wherever I go?" And this wasn't just about moving from one location to another. It wasn't just about traveling across town to do something. This was about a spiritual renovation. This was about responding to the question, "Are you willing to go where God wants you to go?" Some of you know one of my spiritual renovation projects took me 8 years to even get started. I wish it was done, but it's not. This project, God wanted me to go, but I resisted. It was 8 years from when I first started realizing that God was calling me to pastoral ministry. 8 years before I finally responded and did what God was asking me to do. God telling me to be a pastor. Even knowing this, more often than I like, I still try to insist on doing it myself. I still try to go my own way. So maybe part of our spiritual renovation prayer might be, "Jesus, take me where you want me. Take me physically. Take me emotionally. Take me spiritually wherever you want me to go." As an ordained elder in the United Methodist Church, when God says, "You know, Mark, here's what I want you to do. Here's where I want you to go," I have vowed to say yes. I have vowed to say yes or to get out of the way so I don't hinder the mission. It doesn't matter if I need to suffer or not. I am called to go where God tells me to go. I draw strength and reassurance knowing that God, the God of us all, the God of grace and mercy, is the one leading me and driving me. Because God knows I can't do it alone. Jacob Armstrong again. He said, "You know, I had everything laid out. I had the plan and the direction, and I was looking for God to come up and sign on. But God kept pestering, 'Jacob, will you go where I want you to go?' This isn't about our plans and our wants and our desires. This is about God's plans for us. This is about aligning our lives with God's plans for us to do this. To do this, we frequently have to do spiritual renovation. To do this, we have to do some honest self-examination. We have to faithfully look in our hearts. We have to honestly and authentically and faithfully see when and where spiritual renovation needs to happen in our lives. Anybody watch HGTV at all? You know, Fixer Upper? Yeah? Well, if you know Fixer Upper, you maybe know Chip and Joanna Gaines. They're kind of like, is it fair to say they're kind of like Bob Vila with a little more spunk as they work on their renovations? Chip might be the destroyer and the builder, right? Joanna would be the designer and the decorator. Well, on Fixer Upper, Chip loves demo day. Chip loves swinging the sledgehammer. You may have seen the t-shirts, hashtag demo day. That's from Fixer Upper. Maybe that should be today's theme. Hashtag demo day as the process begins. Because when spiritual renovation starts, we often have to begin by taking something else down. Friends, the journey started on Ash Wednesday. Today's the first day of Lent. This is a time set apart to commit or to recommit to letting the Spirit do some work in you. It's never too late to start. It's never too late. And if we approach it faithfully, it won't be easy, but we also know that we won't do it alone. You might ask, you know, how long is this going to take? Jacob Armstrong answers that question saying, you know, that's an easy question to answer. How long will it take? Well, it's going to take longer than you want, and it's going to take longer than you like. So can we go back to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, and will you read it with me? And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. The God of all grace is asking. The God of all grace is inviting you. Are you ready for some spiritual renovation?